Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And the segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Well, if you're like many of us eBay sellers, thrifting isn't just your passion. Well, it can be your livelihood. And with us now are top-rated sellers Brian Goodman, known on eBay as Mr. Bigfoot, and Jason Smith, known on eBay as Tiki Pug Music. Together, they are known, as they have been for several years now, as Thrifting with the Boys, and they're taking thrifting to new heights as stars of an upcoming reality TV.
Yay! Finally!
Yeah, we've been waiting to talk about this for a while. So, Brian, tell us a little bit about Thrift Hunters, which is the new show on Spike, and how it came about.
Well, hi, Griffin Lee. Thrift Hunters has been in the works for quite a while now. I can't get into the details as to how it came to be, but we started filming this at the beginning of the year. It's a show about thrifting. It's what Jason and I do. And it's a little bit more than that because it really focuses on not only finding things, but on researching them and selling them on eBay.
So
is
it
like anything else?
Is it one of those shows where you have competitors?
No. I mean, Jason and I have always felt that thrifting really isn't a competition. That's why we started helping so many people. I mean, we formed our Facebook group to help people. It's not about competing with each other. It's about showing how you can make a livelihood and find things and what somebody else is donating to a thrift store or selling at their garage sale, you can turn into a profitable item on eBay.
Thank you, Brian. Jason, when and where will the show be on?
It'll be starting on January 4th, Saturday night, at 9:30. You can watch Cops at 8 and 8:30, Auction Hunters at 9, and us at 9:30. But obviously, really, the only thing you need to watch is us at 9:30.
That's right. January 4th, 2014. 9:30, is that Eastern time? Or
it's Eastern and Pacific, and I'm guessing 8:30 Central Mountain.
Okay.
Your local listings.
So the 9:30, you'll also be on the West Coast.
Correct.
Okay, got it.
They don't want to give too much away of what happens in the show. You want people to watch, but I know you've been working on the show for almost 2 years. So why didn't we know about it sooner?
Well, we've been dying to talk about it. Jason especially. I mean, he's busting at the seams to talk about this, but in order to be able to, you know, film it and to, you know, keep other people from trying to do the same type of shows, I mean, we're under a lot of different contracts that we had to uphold, and we didn't want to spoil it for anybody. And also, we weren't sure when it was going to be out. Jason was a little flabbergasted because last week he was up at eBay giving a talk to a meetup group there. And he was hoping to unveil it there, and we were going to announce it right after that. And unfortunately, we started getting calls on Black Friday from people all around the country saying, hey, we see your face on TV. Spike had actually started airing the commercials for the show.
Well, it's a good thing they did.
Yeah. We had it bottled up, and so now it's been great. So
and sometimes when you get started on these projects, they never come to fruition.
True. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we, as Bryce said, we worked on it for a long time, and there was moments where I'm like, this will never happen.
and sometimes it doesn't.
Right. And even
really?
Our producer said from, you know, the start to finish isn't that long in terms of TV time. So we actually did pretty good.
So it talks about, you talk about thrifting, and I know you show some examples of some fun situations you've been in. How much of the show, if any, is devoted to eBay?
Actually, pretty much all of it.
Oh.
It'll be the first show of our kind in this genre that will actually show real sold items. So, yes, the thrill of the hunt is the most exciting part of it for any types of the show like this. But a lot of the shows end with, and I think I'm going to get $1,500 for it. But it's no fun without seeing the proof. So,
yeah,
you know, we will actually, you'll see us shop and you'll see us do our research and actually get the items listed.
How fun.
And then actually sell them. And you will see the sold screens from eBay with the actual prices.
Oh, that's great. I love that part of it.
And that'll really teach people, too.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and then that way people can't go, oh, this is fake. Because that's one thing I wanted to talk about real quick is when they we were talking to the boss, and he said, hey, we're going to do this. In fact, we're getting ready to sign the contracts. I said, am I interested in being on TV and hopefully being famous? Absolutely. But at 42, do I have any interest in making fake reality TV? Not one bit. And he said, well, that's good to hear, because we make documentary TV, not reality TV. And I said, well, sign me up. Let's do this.
So what we're seeing on the screen is are things that actually happened. You were actually at these different locations. You purchased these items for real, and you sold them for real.
Yep. Absolutely.
So it shows you guys in the thrift stores?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Each episode will have five different shopping locations. We have thrift stores, antique malls, estate sales, garage sales.
So, Brian, at the beginning, so while you're filming these things, you've got to give the producers the right places to go, right? You guys are in charge of that, probably.
Well, we actually, the producers, there's a very big crew that works on this with us. And the producers would find places that would be good for us to film, and Jason and I would take a look at it, and we'd say, no, that wouldn't really work out too well. I mean, we'll go there. And some places we ended up going were much better than we thought, and other places were duds. I mean, we traveled to do the show. I mean, we did 8 episodes in total, and 4 of them, the first 2 and the last 2 that we filmed, were done here in Vegas. And then we did 2 in Atlanta and 2 in Phoenix. So we weren't familiar with places, especially in Atlanta. That was a bit of a challenge to find places that were good. But we found a great estate sale and a few other things. And all through the whole filming process, it was a lot of work, both in preparing to do the filming and to where we were going to shoot and the logistics involved with the camera crew.
Do they slap makeup on you and everything?
Only time they did makeup is when we did the opening and our promotional photos.
Oh, really?
Other than that, you get us in our glorious high def.
Oh, bro, I can see every pore right now.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Every stray beard hair.
So part of the fun of this, I would imagine, and I don't know this for certain, you can correct me if I'm wrong, it must have been a real education for the crew.
Oh, yeah, we had them looking for stuff. By the time we were through with a couple of episodes, they were searching for stuff as well.
Their wives are now selling on eBay, probably, their mothers.
I love this.
Because once you figure...
A director found me 2 good sweaters in Phoenix that I don't know if I had missed or I hadn't gotten to the sweater section. He goes, hey, what do you think of these? I'm like, oh, those are perfect.
See? You're creating little monsters everywhere. I love it.
You have such a good Facebook group. You have more than 5,000 people, mostly eBay sellers in your Facebook group. Were they happy to hear about the show? I mean, you've got 5,000 listeners right there, and Griff and me.
Well, just turn your TVs on. I don't care if you watch. Just turn it on.
Yeah, that's what counts. Yeah,
I don't care if you like me or hate me. Just as long as you watch, it's all that matters.
Yeah.
But, the overwhelming response from the people in our Facebook group and personal friends who didn't know and so forth, overwhelming, wonderful. I mean, we got great response. Have there been some naysayers? Yeah, there have been a few people. They're already, you know, dissing the show, and they haven't even seen it yet.
Why? What?
Well, some people think that we're going to spoil thrifting for everybody, and it's going to be a huge calamity. The sky is falling. But the truth is...
Yeah, it was a secret until 2013.
Oh, I see. Nobody knew about thrift stores.
Right, and Macklemore's hit had no effect on
that. Yeah, the one response was, yeah, look, Macklemore ruined it a long time ago, so I'm not worried about your show.
Yeah, I mean, we already see an upswing when we go out thrifting of a lot of people there and shopping and just busy, and not even with people who are reselling, just in general people shopping at thrift stores.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we were very keen on is that, unlike other shows that, whether it's storage auctions
The Pickers
or pawn shops, most people can't get involved in doing that. But if somebody's sitting at home and they're looking for something to do and they watch our show, yeah, they might say, gee, I'd like to try that. Whether they're going to continue with it or be successful or find things, that's up to them. But, we can show people, you know, what we do. But I don't think, Jason, you have to agree with me, I don't think we're going to be revealing any secrets that people don't already know. I mean, it's just more, whatever we find, we try to figure out if we can sell it or not.
You know what, honey? People are always going to be throwing things away, and people are always going to be buying them.
Absolutely.
Just the way it works in life.
And not everybody has the time, patience, or knowledge to sell online. So I don't think our show is going to make thousands or upon millions of people go out there and do it. I'm sure a few will give it a whirl.
I can recall back in 1996 and 97, in eBay's early days, when I would go around to antique shows and see my old colleagues that I used to be, I was in that business, and they were convinced, they were angry and convinced eBay is going to destroy the antique business. And I said, well, I don't believe that, but, and of course it didn't happen. The antique business is just as robust as it ever was.
Yeah.
So, I don't. Exactly. I think this is a great idea. I can't wait. It'd be fun to see the show, and I hope I can learn some things too. I know that you will if you tune in and watch it. And again, it starts in January 4th, correct?
January 4th, 9:30. Spike. Tune in. If you're in Vegas, come find us. We're going to be hanging out at bars, watching ourselves, and drinking.
Be there. Be square.
Sure. Check it out.
Congratulations, guys! I can't wait.
I can't wait to see it.
This segment was sponsored by Genco Marketplace, Rebay, Seller Source, Profitable Inventory. Coming up next, 888-723-4630. It's open phones here on eBay Radio.
Want to increase profits at your eBay store? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Genco Marketplace is America's largest wholesale liquidator, offering thousands of retail liquidation lots at a fraction of wholesale, including the brand name merchandise your customers want. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.
On eBay is easier with Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. We keep your inventory up to date and automatically relist for you. Stitch puts your inventory, orders, and shipping info in one central spot that you can access from anywhere. Not sure what items are selling best or what your sales trends are? Our easy-to-read reports will tell you. Enjoy a free extended trial at stitchlabs.com discount code eBay Radio. That's stitchlabs.com discount code eBay Radio.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.